Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, welcoming you to the weekly insurance news wrap, aired this Saturday, November 9th, 2024. First up, a cautionary tale from the courts, where an Uber Eats driver faced a setback after failing to disclose his vehicle's commercial use to his insurer, Auto General Services. The driver involved in a rear-end collision while on delivery saw his claim rejected after the insurer discovered his vehicle was operating as a delivery car, a use excluded from the company's coverage terms. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority affirmed the insurer's stance, reminding policyholders across the nation to update any changes in their vehicle use with their insurers. As this case highlighted, a minor oversight can result in major financial consequences. Next, we turn our focus to Pacific International Insurance, which has been instructed by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, to increase its capital reserves by a cool $10 million. This directive was linked to governance missteps connected with the insurer's intermediary oversight. Our sources tell us Pacific International holds $29 million in capital and turned a $24 million underwriting profit as of June 30th last year. While corrective measures are underway, the regulator remains firm on the need for strict compliance. Segueing into a landmark adjudication, a dispute was recently settled regarding a property owner denied coverage for damage caused by rodents. The case involved water damage from a dishwasher hose that was initially suspected to have been caused by rodents. The insurer, Strata Community Insurance Agencies, rejected the claim on the basis of rodent activity exclusions. This ruling sets a precedent, emphasizing the importance of comprehensive documentation and expert evaluation in the realm of insurance disputes. Finally, a grave look at the financial sectors as a recent ASIC report points to a surge in self-reported compliance breaches. With the credit industry leading the chart at 31%, followed closely by the general insurance sector at 25%, there were a total of 12,298 compliance breach notifications filed in the past year. The report stresses the urgency for enhanced risk management to prevent recurrence. To keep abreast with such news from the Australian insurance industry and learn about our personal and business insurance services at Financial Services Online, pay a visit to our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. That's it from me, Paige Estrotori, this week. Tune in next Saturday for your weekly roundup of the industry's who's who and what's what. Until then, stay informed and stay safe, Australia.